If you're walking into Midland, Texas, and you see a now entering Midland, Texas sign, it might say underneath, otherwise rendering services in connection with a well. It is difficult to say what that means on its face, but it's certainly broad language. And any number of contracts that those of us who are here at this conference are familiar with may be contracts that are otherwise rendering services in connection with a well. It is what the Fifth Circuit has called a catch-all provision. The statute goes on a little bit further and gives us some more what I'll call enumerated services. Here, designing, excavating, constructing, improving, or otherwise rendering services in connection with a mineshaft, drift, or other structure intended for use in exploring for producing a mineral. Okay, so here we have another provision that gives us clarity. We can go in and say, is our contract this or isn't it? Now what I want to do is talk about all this definitional language I just threw at you in context. And here it is. All right, so is your contract subject to TOIA? Well or mine services, acts collateral well or mine services. The provisions in gray are what I call the slam dunks. These are the enumerated services I talked about. You just go to the statute, look it up. Is that your contract or isn't it? TOIA applies or it doesn't. The provisions in red, we need a little help. These are the catch-all provisions. Who knows what otherwise rendering services in connection with a well means? Who knows what an act collateral to those services means? That language is so broad that it could encompass the entire industry, presumably. Now, we're done with help from the statute. We don't get any more help there. We have to rely on the courts. So the first case I want to bring up is a case out of the Fifth Circuit called In re John E. Graham and Sons. In that case, we're starting to get a little bit of guidance on what this catch-all language means. And the Fifth Circuit in that case gives us a rule for how to interpret the catch-all language. And the rule is this, and I'm going to quote from the case. A contractor is otherwise rendering services in connection with a well if the services called for by the contract, one, bear a close nexus to a well, and two, are directed toward the goal of obtaining or maintaining production from a well. Okay, so now we're contracting the world of contracts to which TOIA may apply. It's no longer every contract in the city of Midland, Texas. There has to be some close nexus to the well itself. And we get some more clarity when we look at these three cases. These are essentially the three cases in Texas that interpret the catch-all language. The first is Transworld Drilling v. Levingston. I'm going to walk through each of these cases and make a point at the end about how they're all related. In Transworld Drilling v. Levingston, you had Levingston operated a laydown yard, a shipyard, and Transworld Drilling wanted to repair an offshore drilling rig in that yard. So they entered into a contract. And pursuant to that contract, Transworld had a contractor in the shipyard working on a drilling rig when he was injured by a crane. Well, the injured individual, Mr. Crewe, he then turned around and sued Levingston because he was working in Levingston's yard. Levingston turned to Transworld and said, look at this. I got a contract right here, and it says you're going to indemnify me for any injuries to your contractors regardless of the party's negligence and regardless of fault. And Transworld said, yep, that's what it says. We're not going to indemnify you. That indemnity agreement is void because TOIA applies. And so the dispute arose as to whether or not TOIA applied to this agreement to repair an offshore drilling rig in a shipyard. And Transworld specifically said that TOIA applied because the contract called for otherwise rendering services. That's a well or mine service. TOIA has to apply. The court disagreed. Beaumont Court of Appeals said, and I quote, "We do not believe the statute was intended to cover a contract for the repair of an offshore drilling rig where there is absolutely no connection with the drilling of a well." That last part's the important part. So we had a universe, a seemingly endless universe of contracts that could be otherwise rendering services. Now we have Texas courts saying It has to specifically concern the drilling of a well. The service has to concern drilling of a well or servicing of a well. That case was followed by Coastal Transportation Company versus Crown Central Petroleum Corp. And in that case, you have a trucking company in Coastal, and their employee was injured while loading gasoline into a trailer at Crown Central Loading Terminal. Okay, same basic setup. The employee sues Crown Central. Crown Central turns to Coastal and says, look right here. Here's our contract. Here's our indemnity agreement. Pay me my money. And Coastal says, no, this is an agreement that falls within the ambit of TOIA. It is an agreement for incidental transportation, which we consider to be an act collateral to well or mine services. Again, they're pointing to one of the catch-all phrases in the statute and trying to fit the contract into the universe that TOIA applies to through that catch-all language. And again, the Texas court rejected that argument. They said that the contract did not involve the, quote, drilling or servicing of a well. All right, that's two for two. Then we get to the most recent case from 2016, Catlin Specialty Insurance Company v. LA Contractors, LTD.